Hello, my fellow new beginners. That's not a word, but you know what I mean. If you're listening to this, then you are preparing for your new beginning, and I will continue to help you to do that. This is Cicely Majeed, founder of Angelic Rainbow Enterprises for Youth that governs Rainbow Universe pageants and Sandolphin's Heart and Home. This is my new beginning campaign for the month of November, and today, November 17th, I want to talk to you about step number 3, which is all about cleansing your life. We talked about forgiving others and forgiving yourself. That was step number 1. You will have a difficult journey into your new beginning if you harbor resentment and grudges. Then I talked to you about letting go and how powerful that is, so you feel free and ready to move forward without holding on to baggage from the past. I hope that you took those 2 steps seriously and you took care of that. So now let's do a little fall cleaning. We all have had some kind of dirt or a little bit of dust lurking under the rugs of our hearts. Lying, stealing, plotting, hating, anger, jealousy, self-harm, disrespect, arrogance, greed, rudeness, messiness, stinking thinking, neglect, deception, ignoring, game playing, hiding, escaping, foul play, pain and suffering, and on and on and on. Well, let's clean it all up. When you eat, you have to brush your teeth afterwards, and dentists tell us to do that at least 2x a day, along with flossing, so we can get all the food particles lodged between our teeth and gums, and our breath and mouth will smell fresh. That's important to personal hygiene. No one wants to hang around anyone with bad breath, so you have to make sure you clean your teeth, your tongue, and your gums. If your hair is dirty, you mosey on over to the bathroom or kitchen sink and take out your handy dandy shampoo and conditioner and scrub, scrub, scrub so your hair smells fresh. You get the dirt out that accumulates from styling products and the dirt in the air. You want your hair to look clean, and you can style it much better and feel so good about the way you look when your hair is clean. I know people love their cars, and that's why the car wash industry is booming all the time, unless it rains, because we like our cars to look nice and shiny on the outside and smell clean and fresh and look tidy and neat on the inside, right? These are all important things that need cleansing, and that's because keeping up appearances is very important. It's vital to feeling good and to attracting the right things into your life, clean things. But we can't neglect the appearances on the inside. People can see that too. And if it's dirty in there, you will stink. And people will walk or run away from you, including your new beginning. You don't want that. Dirt attracts dirt, and cleanliness attracts clean things. So if you make the effort to clean your teeth, clean your car, and clean your hair, why not make sure you clean up your life too? If you want a new beginning, you need to make sure you have done some personal mind, body, and spirit cleansing so you can receive all of your blessings coming your way. I must say that I've worked my butt off for the things that are coming into my life, and that means I did the work to prepare for all of it. I made some mistakes in the past. I had to go through some trial and error moments. I had loss, heartache, pain, and suffering, and some of it was devastating. But I overcame all of it, and any flaws that I knew were holding me back, I took care of them. I had to. That doesn't mean I'm perfect and everything will now work out perfectly. I will still have things to straighten out and clean because that's life. One major thing I have attached myself to is a clean spirit and clean heart. Without those 2 things, I cannot help youth that are rolling around in their own dirt because it just doesn't make sense to tell anyone else to clean up if I'm dirty too. Doesn't sound right. No one's going to listen to me. Now, we don't live in a perfect world, so that means we always have to clean something up. If your child makes a mess doing crafts at the table, you tell them and teach them to clean up after themselves because that's just the proper and sane order of things. You make a mess, you clean it up. Your dog runs through the house with dirty paws and marks up your floor. You have to grab the vacuum or mop and clean it up. If you don't clean up your messes and dirty things you have done, your mind will remain dirty and messy. And that means your life will be dirty and messy, along with your heart. And you won't enjoy the new things coming your way because you'll either push them away or hinder their arrival or try to steal someone else's new beginning. If any of you want a new job or new career, then you have to polish up your old resumes, right? You have to make sure you haven't burned any bridges from your last job. And if you did, clean it up. Make some phone calls and apologize or reconnect with old colleagues you used to hang out with that are going somewhere in their lives. If you want to nail an interview with a reputable company making really good money, then create a polished cover letter specifically related to the job you want. Now, I want to say a little bit about what I just said before about hanging out with people who are going somewhere in their lives. If you want the things that you want in life, you want to live a clean life, you want to do the right things for yourself and other people, you have to surround yourself with good, clean people. That means the dudes you used to hang out with or the girls you used to go to bars with and do this and that, causing dirty things to happen, messing around, hurting people, hurting yourself. You've got to clean all that up. You need to make room for new things, and that means new people, because you're going places, honey. You are on your way, you're on the move, and you need to have the right people surrounding you. So make sure you choose your friends wisely. Now, in regards to the job, check over your resume, clean up any errors you made in typing it so you look clean and polished. If you do nail an amazing interview, make sure you wear clean and polished clothes and shoes and your hair is clean and polished. You'll feel better. You'll look like a rock star candidate and you'll have more confidence that you are the one they want and the job is yours. If you've made some messes in your relationships, like mistreating neighbors or friends or family members or even your children, then take some time to take stock of all the people you've wronged and then make plans to go to work to clean up those messes. If you have already forgiven or asked for forgiveness and apologized, then now you need to do the work to clean up your act and behavior and recultivate those relationships. If you expect the right people to want to hang around you now and be in your life, then you have to make sure you've cleaned yourself up in every way you can do. And you can do that so you will attract the right people and not repel them. If you have lingering jealousy in your heart, or you're one of those people who gets jealous about everything under the sun, and I mean everything, really ridiculous stuff, then you need to clean that up and find a way to build up your self-esteem and confidence level so you can squash the jealous moments when they arrive again. They will arrive. How will you handle them this time around? You need to have a clean heart so you don't set out to hurt or harm anyone that causes you to feel jealous, because that's what some people do. They set out to harm someone because they have what they want. Now, how can you get what you want if you spend so much time brewing over what someone else has? Jealousy's boring and dull and just flat out stupid. Get rid of the dirty jealousy in your heart so you can be ready to receive the things that you want that others have. If you have some addictions that keep you home all the time or prevent you from hanging out and having fun in a safe way, and you really want to get out and about again and have a good time, then you need to clean up those addictions and let them go so you can be a brand new person and actually have some fun. I mentioned how important your mind, body, and spirit are in regards to your new beginning. That means your mind, your thinking, needs to be clean, not dirty. That means your body needs to be clean and in tip-top shape, not dirty and lazy. That means your spirit needs to be cleansed, not dirty and dark because you cater to your flesh all the time. That means if you're into dark magic or if you're black magic, if you mess around with satanic things, stop it. Stop it all. Clean up your spirit so you have a clean, pure spirit and you are working with God. You're on God's side, not Satan's side. So clean up your dirty thinking and start to practice thinking right thoughts towards yourself and everyone else you come into contact with. That's the equivalent of positive thinking. Clean up your body by eating good and healthy food so you can feel great every time you get up and all day until you lay your head down the pillow and start calling hogs with the Sandman. Clean up your spirit by letting go of tainting your temple and meditating more, praying more, making sure your chakras are all cleansed and open so you can receive the spiritual messages God wants to share with you, which we all need to even embrace the new beginnings we have coming our way. Don't listen to the satanic ones, the dark ones. Clean it up. God can handle anything, and that means God knows how to help you handle anything. So why would we distance ourselves from our spiritual creator and expect everything to just flow and fall into place? Go to church, read your Bible, and commune with God so you can stay clean. So cater to your mind, cater to your body, and cater to your spirit. And make sure you do that in a balanced way. cleanse your life. Be good to yourself. And that means stay clean and you will feel clean and ready to embark on a new adventure and your new beginning. Now, check out the song below and be ready to burn the ships. This is an amazing Christian song. I love it. And some of the words from this song are come clean so you can feel clean, rise up from the dust and walk away. And my favorite of all is dance upon your heartache. Get on top of that heartache and dance the night away. Get rid of it. Clean it up. Gather up your messes and put them all in a metaphorical ship. Light the match to the dirt in your life and come clean so you can burn the ships. Listen to the song. There is a video there that has, they're acting out sailors on a ship, and it's really, really cool. You got to see the video. And then the other one has the lyrics on it. So you want to read the lyrics. You want to be able to understand what that song is about and what it means to you. So I highly encourage you to check both of those out. Now, here's an exercise for you. Make a list of all of the dirty things in your life that need cleaning up. Your tongue, profanity or bad-mouthing people or yourself, your body, your attitude, your behavior, your thinking, your emotions, your habits, your perceptions, and anything else that you can think of that you need to clean up. Then, next to this list, write down one thing you will do to clean up that mess. And over the next 21 days, that's how long it takes to break a habit and keep it broken and replace it with a better one. Over the next 21 days, make the effort every day to clean up your life so you can create new and positive and healthy habits. Your new beginning depends on it. Ta-ta for now.